guess that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Ba-dum-ba-dum. Let's go!
Back in town! Look out, old Maggie is back!
Yeah!
Chris McMichael! Sports Radio 101.9 FM! The Fan! WFAN!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 146! McMonagle here with you on this Tuesday morning, 888-808-1019. Right here on The Fan, I got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. And obviously, we are coming off a Yankee victory. You just heard the broadcast. You heard the post-game with Emmanuel Babari. 11-5, and of course, the sad, devastating news. I was in the car driving in. I didn't get a chance to see it. I'm seeing the highlights now. A devastating injury to Oswaldo Cabrera. As he was trying to get back to home plate to score on a sacrifice fly. Clearly a devastating left leg injury, ankle, knee, maybe both. And our hearts and prayers are with him because that is a devastating injury. A kid who's finally got a chance to really have a big role with this team. And it's really, you could see how much it affected the New York Yankees. And it was just a sad moment, but we will get to that. But this is a night for the New York Knicks fan. This is a night for all of you outside on 7th Avenue, outside of Madison Square Garden, where the New York Knicks won game four. I told all of you, oh, game three is a must win. Can't deal with any momentum change. You're going to give it right back to the Celtics. Well, this team showed up after a miserable game three performance with no urgency. Admittedly, no urgency. In a blowout loss, decided to come back for a game four at Madison Square Garden with another electric crowd and take it right to the Celtics. Now, from the jump, obviously, the Celtics come out. White's hitting four consecutive threes. But ultimately, we saw what we've been craving to see, and we knew we would see at least once in this series, and I told you they would be good enough to do it, and they had it in them, an offensive performance. One of the better offensive teams in the NBA this year, finally in the second half of this game, after keeping it close in the first half. That's all you wanted to do. They went on a couple of runs. I thought there was an 8-0 run. I think they were down 16-6. They're down 10 points early in the first quarter as the Celtics yet again seem to be hitting every single three, and they go on an 8-0 run to get back into the game. That's all you wanted for the first half of this game. Keep it close. As the Celtics were hitting three after three, keep the game close. And the New York Knicks were able to do that. And then in the third quarter, finally, this team that is so capable of this kind of offensive performance, and we haven't seen it yet in the postseason, shows up. And Jalen Brunson in the third quarter is unstoppable. And it wasn't just him. It was Karl Anthony Towns, who couldn't get a foul to save his life. And I understand that they're not blowing the whistle and they were playing this game tight, but he was going to the basket. I don't want to hear soft from Karl Anthony Towns again. Karl Anthony Towns was trying to get to the basket. He wasn't getting a damn call. He was integral in this game. Offensive rebounds, big shots. While Jalen Brunson was obviously taking control of the game in the third quarter. As they head into the half, down 11, it gets to as much as 14 points in the third quarter. 9 minutes left in this game, down 13 points again as Tatum, who also, unfortunately, and devastatingly for the Boston Celtics and their fans, leaves this game with a devastating injury. It looks like an Achilles heel injury. They're not saying, but we'll find out. As he's going off in this game, having by far his best performance, just dominating at times, the New York Knicks found a way to have that offense, have Jalen Brunson's do what he does, and then in the fourth, have other options. And that's the main thing. And they were talking about it. I turned right to MSG and listening to the Knicks postgame, and they were talking about it. In the crunch time of these games, right now, listen, obviously the Celtics can hit a bunch of threes and they can pull away and they have that kind of explosive offense that can blow you right out of the gym and you don't have a chance to make a game of it. We've seen it. The Knicks have been able to come back from those in the first two games. The Knicks were able to come back from it at, 14 points, not as much as 20 in this game as we've seen before. But clearly off to a hot start where White hits every single three to start this game. But when it comes down to crunch time, when it comes down to this game in the balance, basket, counterpoint, basket, counter basket, they don't have another way to go. Let's be honest. I know we could talk about how great the Celtics are, and now obviously moving forward without Tatum is going to be something they're going to have to overcome. But I don't want to hear about this game. This game was won before the Tatum injury. And even with Tatum on the floor and as many great offensive players as they have and the bench is better and all that, when it comes down to it, the Knicks, believe it or not, have an offense that has different places to go. As whenever they need a basket, Mikal Bridges has a short-range game and ability to get to the basket and pull a fadeaway seven-footer that is money. And he was integral at the beginning of the fourth quarter when Tibbs decided to give Jalen Brunson a blow to start the fourth quarter. And those baskets from Mikal Bridges, in my mind, are as big a reason why they win this game as any other. OG Anunoby dealing with a hamstring, comes back into the game, hits big threes, makes big plays, gets the big steal on the play that Tatum gets hurt for the dunk that kind of seals the fate of the Boston Celtics. But ultimately, when it comes down to it in the half-court offense late in these games, when the pressure is on and who's going to make the plays to win the game, believe it or not, as talented as the Boston Celtics are, as talented as the defending champions are, as much firepower as they have from behind the arc, when it comes down to it, they don't have another game plan. They don't have anywhere else to go, and the New York Knicks, built by Leon Rose, coached by Tom Thibodeau, led by Jalen Brunson, have options. OG Anunoby can score. Bridges was, as I said, in the fourth quarter of this game, so important. Obviously, Jalen Brunson and what he's able to do and his big threes, his ability. I mean, they were running baseline picks to get him open. There were options. They had an offense. The Boston Celtics have nothing but chucking up threes or letting Tatum go off. That's it. That was it. And the big lineup we saw again for a lot of this game with the two bigs of Mitch Robinson and Karl-Anthony Towns caused problems for them defensively. And down the stretch of this game, before Tatum is ever hurt, the New York Knicks began to dominate the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, because of the time circumstances, I'm short here in the open, but it doesn't matter because we all know what happened. Now we're going to talk about it and celebrate it as the New York Knicks are up 3-1 against the defending champion Boston Celtics. They didn't need game three, I told you. And as lousy as that performance was, you knew they had this in them. And they came out with a sense of urgency. They came out, and every time the Celtics looked like they were about to pull away, the Knicks made a run. And then in the fourth quarter, and specifically the second half, and specifically the early part of the fourth quarter, this team had different ways to execute while the Celtics looked lost unless Tatum is taking shots. That's what happened in this game. They came out and dominated this game. They have taken a stranglehold on this series 3-1. And nothing is for sure. This is the defending champs. They do have a lot of talented players on this team. They had a winning record when Tatum was injured this year or not in the lineup. This series isn't over. They still have one more win to get. But this was the kind of performance you were waiting for, the kind of performance they needed, and the kind of performance they gave that Madison Square Garden crowd last night. And the series is now 3-1, and the Knicks are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals, the first time since 2000. Let's go.